He's my shepherd. Whose shepherd? My shepherd. He's my shepherd, and I don't want for anything. Isn't that what a good place to be? Reading on. I want to get to the other. He is our shepherd. We confess him, and we take it. He is our shepherd. We go with the 23rd Psalm. We just quoted that. That's what he had in that 23rd Psalm. Then in John 10:10, not 10:10, 10:14 says, "I am the good shepherd." What kind of shepherd is he? That's why we confess him and we stay under his lordship. We submit to his leadership. Good shepherd. He leads us where? To green pasture, not dry, dead pasture. But where it's green, where there's plenty. You ever notice the cows, the animal that, especially around in this country that we raise a lot of, they raise a lot of beef cow. And you see the cows that have the green lustrous pasture that this, they are fat and slick and shiny. Cause they're in a green pasture where they can get plenty to eat. And God wants you to understand that you get plenty of grace. You get all the grace you need. Get plenty, eat plenty of peace. All the joy you need. Get plenty of strength. All the wisdom you need. All the love you need. Grazing in his green pasture. And you confess, I don't want for nothing. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. He calls me to have all the money I need, all the provision, money, clothes, food. And I don't get foolish, start worshiping the money. I just use it as a tool and give praise and thanks to God. I don't, because he increased me, I don't run off somewhere and start acting crazy. If I do anything, which I do, I worship him more. I praise him more because he's the good shepherd. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then Acts says, Acts 17:28. And listen, I don't know if y'all can get that up there. Acts 17:28. I'm still in the King James. Listen to this. Remember, he said he is the apostle and high priest of our confession, or as the King James said, profession, but it really translated confession. He said in Acts 17:28, in him we live, in him we live and move and have our being. I'm going to say that, read that again. In him we live and move and have our being. What are you saying? What a vast storehouse of power. What a vast storehouse of power, provision in him. What did Paul say in Galatians 2:20? For I'm crucified with Christ. Is that right? Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm not living old shabby life. I got a new life. I have the life of God in me. I'm living his life. So I yield every part of me to him. I find myself doing this constantly, telling him, yielding to him. Hallelujah. Because I know in him I live, I move, I have my being. In him I do it. Hallelujah.
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 So, since I know that in him I live and move and have, and I have others, I read from the old and the new, those that live before me. They had the same spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. I'm going to read this down through the 18. We're going to take a... I want you to listen. We're talking about this great confession. I confess who I am. Jesus, notice, Jesus was constantly saying what he was, what he is, and his mission in life. He was constantly telling. I came to the world, I leave the world, I go back to the Father. And then he prayed, Father, now glorify me with the same glory that I had with you before the world began. He said, I didn't come to do my own will, but I came to do the will of him that sent me. Let me read you something. He said in Hebrews chapter 10, I believe where I want to go. Hebrews chapter 10. One. I'm just going to read you a few verses and show you how he taught. He knew who he was, and he held fast to it. Now watch this. He said, for the law having a shadow of good things to come. This is verse 1. The law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things. You know, not the very image, just a shadow. You know, you can see a shadow. Somebody could be standing around the house, you can see their shadow. But that's not that person. You ever try to go up and catch the shadow and talk to it and hold on to it? You know, one time we tried to run off and leave kids and do the dumbest thing. We tried our best to outrun our shadow. We tried to run off and leave. When you don't know any better, you do dumb stuff. That's running like crazy and your shadow right there. Don't y'all laugh at us. That's I imagine some of you sitting out there did something dumb too. But anyway, we just didn't know. But notice what it says, the law, for the law having a shadow of good things to come. We know it was there, but you couldn't get it through the law. Just like you can't get a hold to that shadow. You can't get a hold to that shadow. Hello? But they knew it was there. But this, he said, having a shadow of good things to come, not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offer, how often? Year by year, continually make the coming thereunto perfect. They offer this, I don't know how many hundreds of years they did this, but that Abraham on and on, they offered these sacrifices, didn't change, they were still messed up. They still were lost. Never could, they just knew something was coming that was good. But the law couldn't produce it. But let me go on.